teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever wanted for, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life sometimes diamond rings.
Cha-ching, bling, bling. Folks, good afternoon. It's Monday. This is Cash Flow. This is John Stattmiller and my co-host out on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody.
James.
How is everybody doing?
I don't want to make light of this because there's a lot of bad things happening out around Malibu. Yeah. Any friends out there that have been smoked or burned out?
Not that I know personally, but it's really strange to me that like every other year, either it's the mountains falling down, there's landslides, there's fires, there's this, but everybody keeps moving there. I don't get it. I've never understood the appeal for living in Malibu.
Well, I
can understand the appeal when you're driving down the coast, but living there is just, this happens all the time. I don't know why.
I never saw the value of moving to a place that's got San Andreas Fault there.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, everybody has seen the stories that people just love to live on the coast and this, that, and the other. And
right.
Well, they build houses on the side of mudslides, basically. Mm-hmm. It's dry when they build, but every once in a while, about every 5 years or so, you see the news footage of the houses that are sliding down the mountain.
Right, I just look at that like, oh, that's a metaphor for something else, yeah. Something bigger going on. You know what I mean?
Well, it's no fun, folks, when you're being burned out of house and home, and you know a fireman will say, hey, this is good, we're holding the line, and 2 seconds later, you got 50 mile an hour winds blowing embers and sparks, and gee, it jumps over to another county, and well, that's burning as well. High winds out there is really a problem.
Exactly.
Folks, I mean, when most people think about fires, you know, they think about buildings or houses or whatever, and the firemen show up and they get out their hoses and they spray it, and, well, they put it out, and, you know. But this...
Yeah, I was watching it for maybe 60 seconds, and then I get it. It's the same thing as usual. Then I switch over to CNN, and I see Bush trying to, we need more money. To fund the war.
Yeah.
We need more money to fund the war. And I'm like, just shut this thing off.
And in the meantime, somebody's running down the road at Mach 3 with their hair on fire, you know. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we need more money for our meddlings in the Middle East. By the way, did you happen to catch last night the Republican debates down in Florida?
No, I didn't. I would love to hear your... interpretation of what actually happened.
Well,
I watched those. If I were to watch those, I look at it, and it's just a show. There's nothing authentic going on there, other than Ron Paul. And I usually get totally turned off by
well,
it, to be
and,
honest.
Well, and you just said it right there. It's a show. Now, the uninitiated out there, if I were to choose a political candidate for the presidency from the Republican side, I would have to say it either be Rudy Giuliani or who's the old Arkansas governor there? I can't think of his name. I can see his face. Funny guy. He's sincere, but he's a little lost. But Rudy Giuliani, hey, I'm going to tell you what. Rudy Giuliani, he'd be a gas at a cocktail party. He does well in front of crowds. He's very glib. He flows.
Right.
Mitt Romney's looking a little disheveled, and well, even John McCain went after Mitt Romney. But if I was the uninitiated, didn't know what was powering things, and I'm just here to pick my person, I would have taken Rudy Giuliani. I'll explain why when we get back.
All right.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Yeah, if I was just Joe Schmo from Kokomo out there, and I was watching that debate, and I'm supposed to choose a guy that, well, has been around a little bit and understands kind of what's going on, and, you know, Rudy Giuliani being the mayor of New York, where he harps on, "I've reduced crime, and New York's now the safest city." I've been to New York. No, it ain't, folks. But, you know,
is that what he says now?
Yeah. I mean, that's his record. And, you know, and if you want a little political drama, you know, Mitt Romney, John McCain going after Mitt Romney, talking about Mitt Romney was talking about John McCain's record. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, "I don't have to invent my record. I'll stand on my own record." In other words, don't try to tell me what my record is, because, you know, you keep fictionalizing yours. You know, you keep changing as the winds blow. But Ron Paul, all these guys, like I said, if I was the uninitiated, Ron Paul is a walking bevy of pertinent information. And the thought struck me as I was watching, that was over 3,000 people in attendance to that thing. These people don't know. They don't know what the hell's going on. They don't know what's driving things. They don't know the root causes of the cancer in America. And Ron Paul, given enough time, could adequately explain. And
given enough time.
Given enough time.
with commercials.
Well, and they minimize commercials there, but at any rate, the problem is, and it struck me like it was an epiphany, that the generally dumb public out there is exactly that, dumb. So they're going to sit there and they're going to vote for the person they think that's the best talker or somebody
slickest.
That has, yeah, slickest or has some experience or whatever. Ron Paul is not an orator. Rudy Giuliani is. Now, here's a slight problem, though, because the people, now, after that debate, Fox News, they did their texting, and they fixed it so you couldn't text more than once. But that didn't stop Sean Hannity in the spin room after the debate, you know, chiding Ron Paul. I mean, he says, how are you fixing this? How are you doing this? And he looked at him and he says, well, what do you mean? You don't trust your own polls? And that shut Sean Hannity right up because it's the polls that they're doing. And he took 35%. The second runner was either Giuliani or somebody else that was in the 20s. But people are paying attention and they're responding. General, and this is people that watch Fox, folks. This is general America.
Right.
That are watching this and saying and listening and saying, hey, Ron Paul's saying, why don't you listen to your people that are responding to the poll? They're trying to tell you who's out front. I'm out front.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to continue to grow. He will get more time. The field will be narrowed down. He will get more time. He will get more questions. More people are going to find out who Ron Paul is. And, you know, I said this at the outset for no other reason. Ron Paul in this race, what a heck of an education people are getting if they want to find out what's really going on. All they got to do is listen to this guy, listen to his speeches, go up on YouTube, whatever, listen to the one.
Listen to the uncensored clips that of him where they're given more than 120 seconds to speak.
And this is exactly what people are doing. This is exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And more than 50%, I think it may even be up to 60% now, the people have either dial-up or high-speed home computers. Everybody's online. Not everybody, but a good majority of people online, and they're finding out about this. But just if I just dropped out of the sky and I plopped down to watch this debate and I was asked to make a choice, I would have taken Giuliani. I mean, hell, the guy would be
best
great.
Best show in town?
Best show in town, baby. Best show. By the way, speaking of best shows, guess who's on Fox Financial Channel?
I don't even
You're going to love this. And he's very good on camera. Dave Ramsey.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes,
no. Okay.
Yes.
I've been waiting to talk about this particular guy because, you know, some people have good intention, and they honestly do because they're doing it based upon how much information they have at the moment. So their intention may be good, but they may be doing something that's completely, totally wrong, like him. I know people have asked me about that, and I am telling you that he is on the side of the banks and the credit cards.
Absolutely.
His success is because of that. Susie Orman's success is because of that. Because they're reinforcing the trauma and basically reinforcing people to stay with their credit cards and keep the game going. And of course, you know, it's a weird picture he's painting because he's asking you to stop using your credit cards, yet pay them all off, which is impossible to do.
It is.
Or refinance. So what you mean, you could do that and refinance it and shuffle it around all of them, but you'll be paying them till the end of time. Plus you're reinforcing the problem. Plus here's a guy now that's on, you know, you understand.
Well, think of it this way, folks. If they've got this guy and they give him a show on the new Fox Business Channel,
right,
what does it tell you? If this guy's
exactly.
being promoted by big money and big corporate sponsorship, what is this telling you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I cannot, James, I swear, I am so giddy because I cannot wait to go head-to-head with Dave Ramsey in the radio world out there where he's got affiliates.
I want to tell you this. I want to tell the audience this as well, that is actively in pursuit as we speak. Because basically, I am telling you, and John, you know this, that once it reaches a certain point and we do have the airplay and we're in the markets, it's over for Susie Orman.
Yeah.
It's over for Dave Ramsey.
Yep.
And it's going to be over for a lot of people
yep.
that are not part of, creating a solution. Because those guys, to me, are reinforcing the problem and they're cashing in now before somebody like you and I comes up and says, wait a minute, it's going to be over for them on some level. And then there's going to be this, what I expect is a lot of he said this, back and forth, criticism and all that stuff, mm-hmm. which, of course, isn't going to be necessary.
No.
Because I think all of the people listening to this radio show and broadcast in this network really have to join together and do something they've never done before.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the timing couldn't be better on this, because here we got a guy running for president, been saying the same things, not in as much detail as we have been. Mm-hmm. But here's a guy that says he's got a bill pending up there. Dump the Federal Reserve. Get rid of the IRS. You know, folks, if you dump the Federal Reserve, do you think there's actually going to be banks around that are credit card banks or mm-hmm. divisions thereof of a bank that's going to be out there loaning you credit? No.
Well, and it's. I saw a commercial this weekend that Citibank did that was very, very interesting what they did. They show two gentlemen, businessmen in a restaurant eating their breakfast, and they're all, you know, talking about the next hustle they're going to do. Well, if I do this, I'll make more money here, and blah, 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 blah. And this is a Citibank commercial. So it doesn't look like they're selling the bank or the card or anything like that. Then cut to the waitress drives up in a convertible hot rod card, right? And apparently if she's coming to work, she's coming to work in a restaurant, which basically would tell a lot of people, well, how do you afford living in and working at a restaurant and driving that car?
Yeah.
So it suggests to the public, the businessmen that look like they have it all together, one, you're not good enough. Two, you need to work with Citibank, because that's what the commercial is basically about. And three, you need to the self-esteem or lack of thereof needs to be reinforced all the time so that the people out there that are involved with this whole thing reinforce you to be obedient to them. That's basically what it is. It's one of the weirdest commercials I've ever seen for a bank because it makes no sense at all.
But it doesn't. But again, it's plying the psychological aspect.
Yes, that is correct.
This.
That is correct.
And
right.
And it doesn't have to be, folks. Advertising is simply this. It's the company, through its reps, its advertising agency, that are creating these sizzle spots. You know, you got to sell the sizzle. Mm-hmm. It's what they do. And it's not always beat you over the head, buy my product or you're an idiot. You can be psychologically conditioned into using a product or a service. That's what they do. That's what ad men do.
Right, okay. And I want to let everybody know in advance that I'm not just talking about Dave Ransby and Susie Orman. I'm also talking about the people that made them, hence Oprah Winfrey. I know everybody in America thinks she's holier than thou, and she may be, and she's done a lot of great things for people, but she probably doesn't know what's going on because it's completely out of her reality, and one of her main sponsors on her show is Citibank, quote-unquote, Live Richly.
No,
and she endorsed Susie Orman and started the whole thing.
She does know better. Jane, she does know better. She has made a conscious decision to go with these people. You go with the winning people. You go where the money is or the perception of the winning team. There
yes,
you go.
Right.
There's
right,
the key.
Right.
Perception. You know, there's right. a reason why this country is melting down right now. And Oprah Winfrey, you know, I wish she would have stayed an actress because she was a good actress. She was great in Color Purple. I think that she has a lot of talent, but she has especially a talent for making money. And why do
yes.
you think a black woman here in this country is being supported the way she is? Again, mm-hmm. it's psychological. Well, look, here's a black woman. She's one of the richest women in this country. If she can make
it, world now, isn't it?
If she can make it, you can make it. And what vehicle are you going to you're
right.
going to use
Live
the Matrix?
Richly.
There you go,
Live
buddy.
Richly.
There
See
you
me.
Go. You
That's
get
right.
you hop in that matrix because that's where the winners are.
So I apologize in advance to Oprah Winfrey's staff, producers, production assistants, publicists, everything involved because I'm just getting warmed up. I'm going to get to you guys soon. I've not contacted you anybody to let you know that this is what's going on, but you're going to hear about it sooner or later, just letting you know.
Well, and a lot of people are going to be hearing about this. And like I said, we got a front man up there right now, and he's not – That's just a figure of speech, folks. But we got one of the best advertising out there of what's really wrong with the country in Ron Paul right now, and he's speaking to the entire nation. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. I want to get to this letter that I hope that you received, and I want to read this on air.
Oh,
okay. It's from a woman. You know who she is. Diane. She called into the program a couple of weeks ago.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This woman, and I hope you got this, she sent it here to the network, and I hope this was, you either got a copy of this. This is from Diane. Maybe you didn't see this.
No, I didn't see it.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, remember the woman that called in, and she had caught the show. She was already involved with NAES.
Right.
Well, this is the woman, and she sent me a follow-up here. And she says, Dear John and James, hi, this is Diane, your caller from earlier this week, who is in the program with North American Education Services that you speak of during your show, Cash Flow. First off, I'm not an employee of NAES, and I do not know either Mr. Statmiller or Mr. Martinez. I am just a regular listener who believes passionately in what I have come to learn through NAES. I wanted to write to reiterate my endorsement of the economic education that is supplied to a person that he or she joins NAES and proceeds on the self-empowering process of taking back the full strength of their credit worthiness and the control of their hard-earned dollars for the good of themselves and their loved ones. When a person joins NAES, a scepter of sorts is placed in the individual's hands, a gavel of strength and justice. Each member receives access 24/7 to information not only on the website, but also through emails, telephone conferences, and recorded classes on how to protect assets, United States legal guidelines and provisions, and explanations in layman terms. Also, each member receives an educational DVD entitled The Money Masters, How International Bankers Gain Control of America, which is shocking and illuminating in its information on the current state of affairs of the banking system that is globally burying alive each and every person who honorably wakes up every day to look forward to life and the pursuit of happiness. Each member receives an audio CD of the groundbreaking seminar by G. Edward Griffin entitled The Creature from Jekyll Island, teaching you how America is still tax-paying, government of the people, by the people, and for the people, is still living under taxation without representation by the thievery of the international banking system and the silent, secret history and undercover world that of that came to be. When I was in college, studying for my BA in journalism and communications, all of my classes, whether about advertising or bona fide news reporting, taught me a basic principle. Assume the blanket and general ignorance of the American public. Tell them how to think and what to think about. And if you look around, that is exactly the monotone, robotic sort of acceptance people have about their entertainment, their consumerism, and their information, and it needs to stop. People need to keep educating themselves, and most especially about their financial prosperity and their rights as American citizens. The education at NAES does just this. It is right up there with getting a college degree, only better, because it is about our rights as Americans and citizens of this world, and she says, and where we are taking it, and where we are also blindly and mutedly allowing to be taken by international thieves, your friendly neighborhood bank. And she closes with a question. Does the bank work for you, or do you work for the bank?
Oh, there you go, right there.
Now,
sums it up.
Well, and here's a woman that went to college for communications, and she, you know, she's got her bachelor's, and she's just telling it the way it is. And she got the other part of the information that puts this puzzle very neatly together so you can look at it, folks, and understand where you're at in this scheme. That's what this is about.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like going through a rebirth process, actually.
It is. I mean,
it really is.
It's liberating. It's mind-blowing. I can't believe it.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah, I was speaking to some people over the weekend that have called in or emailed, and I told him, I said, look, the moment you send and begin the process, you've gone in your mind to thinking you have $70,000 of credit card debt. And that's what you've been conditioned to believe. And all of those emotions for many, many years have been piled in, and they're stuck in your central nervous system, and you're looping them around and creating stress in your internal environment and everything else for years. The moment you begin, that credit card debt that you've been reinforced to think it is, it doesn't really exist now. Now it's an alleged debt.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 second, you go from that to alleged debt. A complete shift in consciousness, because now it's time for you to start asking the questions and you start telling the bank what to do and never tell you what to do ever again.
I have, and I want to thank this gentleman for doing this, a guy from Broadway, Virginia, Richard down there.
Mm-hmm.
And what Richard did was compiled a ton of information about the banks, congressional records. In 1933, this guy has sent me literally a repository of information that I'm still going over. I know
Wow.
a lot of this stuff, mm-hmm. but it is about the banking, about mm-hmm. the terminology of the corporation we now call the United States.
Right.
And folks, all you have to do is literally do the research on this, and you will find out. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. It is not somebody that's just trying to plug a service or get a radio program off the ground by scaring the living snot out of you with fabricated stories. This is the real deal. This is why the Dave Ramseys and the Susie Ormans are going to up and disappear into the wind. Because what they're doing... By the way, Dave Ramsey, he's highly entertaining. You can even call him up and ask him, what's the best way to get rid of my house? Yeah. You know, I mean, it's highly entertaining.
So I can pay for my credit cards, yeah.
That's right. Yes, right. Get rid of that credit card debt. Pay it all off right now. Yeah. When I get back, I'll get into a little bit of this information. It's going to be a little tease. I mean, I've got a mound of this stuff, but I'm just going to glean some important points for you right after this.
Right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
James, the question that you emailed over to the producer here, we're working on that.
Good. Okay.
Okay. I've got the.
I've got the Bible to it right here. The National Association of Media Brokers.
Okay. Good. Good. Just a question before I forget.
Yes.
Do you think Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman really know what's going on?
You couldn't help but to understand there is something terribly wrong.
No, but I'm just saying maybe they don't, because I'm like, I couldn't be in a job like that doing that if I knew the truth. I'd just be a complete whore then.
Well,
and a user and a liar and defeating everybody around me. Because maybe they don't know, because I look at them and maybe they don't have a clue. I don't know. I just want to know what you think.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Do they know all the excruciating details like I do? Probably not. But they know enough to know that whatever they're talking about, you know, I mean, we can talk about the bubonic plague. Mm-hmm. You know, they might not have created it, and they might understand a little bit about it,
But it's one thing to talk about a disease, and it's another thing to talk about the eradication of said disease. Are they interested in doing that? No. They're making money off of the disease.
Right, right.
Just like the paid whores. And I'd much rather deal, and I never have, folks. You know, don't get that idea. But I'd much rather do a deal with a street corner hooker than I would with these people. Because at least you know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's just absolutely...
So you think they do know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. To what degree? That's to be decided. But, oh, yeah, they know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they know. I mean, come on. I mean, somebody that was claimed to be a multimillionaire and made money, he made all this money in the real estate and then lost it. How would you not know how you lost your money? How would you not know with the people that you're dealing with that they're not crooks? How could you not know, talking to a street corner hooker, that if you offered her $100 that you knew what you were going to get?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, Dave Ramsey doesn't strike me as being stupid. So if he's not that, then he's got
a hustler.
There you go. There's the word.
Big time hustler.
Well, and just take a look at the guy.
For now, anyway.
Well, look,
for now.
He's got the little baby blues. You got to watch him. They've got him plastered all over the Fox News channel, the business channel. And they rerun his show about 15 times a day. And there he is batting his baby little blues. And, gosh, you know, anybody that has that kind of charisma and gift of gab and that can look right into a camera lens and talk to you while you're calling into his radio program, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
folks,
yeah.
In this country, we're taught to buy the sizzle. We're taught to buy.
That's what America's about.
That's it.
The sizzle.
That's all that we are. We're just buying the newest gimmick, the newest widget, the newest this, the newest that. That's what we are. We're a nation of consumers. That's all we do is consume for the corporation and the banks.
Right.
Speaking of which, going through this guy's information, first of all, let me start out by telling you a little story here. And this has to do with emergency powers. Speaking of emergency powers, I was watching Bill Moyers on PBS, and he had a gentleman on that was talking about powers under emergency rule or martial law or whatever. And they were specifically, he's an investigative journalist that was doing stuff on Blackwater. You know, the people have gotten the black eye from operating with absolutely no control in Iraq, you know, killing citizens and firing on American troops. They don't care. They're contracted individuals outside of wartime games, rules of the game, you know, things of that nature. And the question that Bill Moyers asked this guy, and I've got to get him on the program, about martial law or state of emergency or whatever, and he says, is it conceivable that they can take 20 or 30,000 of these Blackwater guys, that George Bush could ring Washington, D.C. and not let Congress out or let them back in if they were convened, let them back into Washington, D.C.? And the guy said, absolutely yes. They were operating in Katrina, along with Israeli commandos on the streets of America.
Really?
Yes, and all of this is part and parcel of contract and all that other stuff. Now, let me read this to you folks out there, because I've spoken about this for a number of years. Since March 9th of 1933, the United States has been a state of declared national emergency. In fact, they're now in effect four presidentially proclaimed states of national emergency, in addition to the national emergency declared by President Roosevelt in 1933. There's also a national emergency proclaimed by President Truman on December 16, 1950, during the Korean conflict, President Nixon on March 23, 1970, and August 15, 1971. Now, this is an older printout. This comes from the Senate report, Senate Report 93-549. This was November 19th of 1973. This national emergency has been continued to this day. Okay? War on drugs, war on poverty, anything that they've got to mention under war, war powers, whatever, this is part and parcel of the declared bankruptcy of the United States. Now, let me continue here. This is not that long, but this is loaded. These proclamations give force to 470 provisions of the federal law. These hundreds of statutes delegate the president extraordinary powers,
ordinarily exercised by the Congress, which affect the lives of American citizens in a host of all-encompassing manners. This vast range of powers, taken together, confer enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal constitutional processes. Under the powers delegated by these statutes, the President may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communications, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a plethora of particular ways control the lives of all American citizens. With the melting of the Cold War, the developing detente with the Soviet Union and China, the stable truce over 20 years duration between North and South Korea, and the end of the U.S. involvement in the war in Indochina, there is no present need for the United States government to continue to function under emergency conditions, but that is exactly what they are doing. In other words, we're talking about times of war. But here again, it's undeclared war. Okay, this is not a declaration of Congress. The same thing George Bush just did to go to Iraq was the same thing that was done in Korea and in Vietnam. These are undeclared wars. Why do you think they're calling them police actions? Oh, but George called the thing over in Iraq a war. But at any rate, this gives them extraordinary powers. And if you were to go into the United States codes and take a look at what the United States is, and I'm going to tie this into the statement that I made earlier. Now, you people have to understand this, because this is the system, the matrix that you are in. You may not know it. Once you know it, you're not going to like it. Now, under the United States codes, United States means an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or an instrumentality of the United States. Now, let me go back to what I said earlier, and this will explain a lot as to what's going on. When I told you about contract law is the only law to these people. All these courts that you see, and I don't care if it's a federal court, I don't care what court it is, they've all become courts of equity. Why equity? Well, you may walk into a courtroom, and see that funny little gold fringe around the flag. We were told that we were just conspiracy nuts. No, that is a military flag. It is under military jurisdiction. And what these are all courts of equity. They do not recognize the Constitution. They do not recognize your right to honest money, honest anything. It's all a bunch of lawyers. It's all a bunch of corporate-minded people. And it's all about contractual law. Nothing to do with the Constitution, rights, anything else. So put that out of your mind. Contract law is the only law. There is no constitutional law, bill of rights, charter of rights, and freedoms, no codes, rules, regulations, ordinances, statutes, bylaws, or anything else which most people think of as law, which applies to free sovereign people. See, this is what you could get in a common court. Mm-hmm. Not just necessarily common pleas court, but a common law court, not a court of equity. You got to understand the difference.
Two different arenas.
There you go. They all apply only to the corporate entities. There is only one law which applies to us, the law which protects the life, liberty, and rights and property of all living souls. That which causes us to think that all these laws apply to us is the contracts and agreements we have made, either wittingly or unwittingly. There is no contract. There is no case. Contract is the law. Contractual financial liability is all that matters and must be proven. Now, when you get into these sorts of things and you start to understand, you know, let's turn for a second here to the commercial debt instruments, the funny money we keep talking about,
right,
that just about everybody uses constantly. And when this commercial paper is used and then recirculated by you, federal benefits are being quietly accepted by you, and so now subtle contracts are in effect. As commercial holders in due course, that's you folks for handling that funny money. You thought you just got a little cocaine residue off of it? No. No. What you get, you are bound by that contract of the commercial bankers, the commercial holders of that paper in due course. You and the king are expecting mutual enrichment from each other, right? The king believes that the mere use of the Federal Reserve notes, those circulating evidences of debt, that his legal tender statutes have enhanced the value of as a co-endorser, and that the mere acceptance and beneficial use of those circulating commercial equity instruments of debt constitutes an attachment of equity jurisdiction sufficiently related to experiencing commercial profit or gain in interstate commerce as to warrant the attachment of civil liability to the so-called Title 26. Now, remember, once you get rid of your political contracts to pay taxes, like national citizenship, federal judges will then start examining the record to see if there are any commercial benefits out there that you have been experiencing. Once you are a citizen, federal judges will generally stop looking for other contracts. They already got the Mac Daddy of it. Mm-hmm. But once citizenship is gone, then other normally quiescent commercial nexuses that attach King's equity jurisdiction suddenly take upon themselves vibrant new importance. Folks, you're handling the money. You're using their debt instruments. You're using their credit lines. This has put you in flat-out jurisdiction of the courts of equity. Bingo. End of story.
Yep.
So you can
pretty much there.
You can get up there and you can talk about your constitutional rights. You can talk about Fifth Amendment, Fourth Amendment, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Eighth Amendment, Tenth Amendment. Doesn't matter to these people. That's why they keep proclaiming this is a democracy. Because it is no longer, in their eyes, in their mind, I'm sorry, they haven't ripped up the original Constitution yet. It's still in full effect and force. Just because these clowns aren't playing by those rules, they decided that for the betterment of themselves, not you, they were going to take on a whole new game. This is why I've said before, James, you know, I liken this to us, the American people, playing a baseball game. Mm-hmm. And we're playing the bankers, and we're playing the lawyers, and well, that old little whole cabal over there that's created this whole mess.
Right.
You take the field. You understand what three strikes and you're out is. You understand how many balls it is. You know, if you're to take a base, if the pitcher pitches errantly, and well, or if he hits you or anything, there's a certain set of rules that you understand and you play by. But you're continually getting your butt kicked. I don't care if it's one game or you play them 1,000 games.
Right.
You're always getting defeated. You're always getting beat. The reason is, folks, we're playing by one set of rules. As we know and we understand, they have changed the game, the rules of the game, and are playing by a different set of standards. They're playing by a different set of rules.
And they never told you anything.
And they never told you the game was fixed. They'll just, right, you know, give you a little bit of water when you're, you know, yeah, you're near exhausted.
We want you to play the game,
there you
but
go.
We want to make sure you lose. But we want you to keep playing, so come on up.
But right, but we'll keep you involved and give you the hope or the illusion that you're going to be in here in a contest. Well, we're sorry you've lost. We're sorry you lost the last 999 games.
Right.
But we'll give you a little bit of water and we'll give you a back slap for a job well done. At least you're in the mix competing.
Right.
And the
maybe
game,
we'll give you a new uniform or something.
Yeah. and it goes on and on. See, this is what Ron Paul knows and understands. This is why when at the outset of the show I mentioned this. I would vote for Rudy Giuliani. If I was a generally dumb person out there in a generally dumb public that didn't know his political hole from a basketball, But Ron Paul,
I don't understand why they don't have these town meetings. I mean, you know when they do these town meetings on CNN and all these other networks, I'm always wondering, I'm probably sure, but all the people that get in those town meetings, you have the big crowd and they have, you know, it's supposed to be a open talk back and forth.
Yeah.
That's not open. It can't be. It cannot be open. Those people are screened. They probably have their social security numbers run, who they are, what do they know, where do they stand, what are you going to say? And none of that's a show too.
It is.
But it's a total show, a town meeting, because it looks like it's free association between the person that's running for office and the public, and we were asked questions, and they never address the real issues.
Absolutely
ever,
not.
That I've seen.
Absolutely not. I mean, last night they asked Ron Paul about his position on homosexuality. Well, that might be a hot-button issue for somebody, or the issue of gay marriages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Ron Paul correctly states that it's not the business of the federal government, it's the business of the states. See, and this is how the system is built, folks. You have a federal intrusion over everybody and everything. Well, they have, and I'm explaining to you the reasons why they're claiming jurisdiction and the reasons why they keep ruling in these court cases the way they do. It's, again, we're on the field playing by one set of rules. They're laughing at us up the sleeve, and they're playing by a totally different set of rules. Ron Paul is the guy that knows what exactly, and I mean not kind of, sort of, maybe, I mean exactly what's going on. That
Absolutely.
Makes him the most dangerous man in politics.
Ever, probably.
Probably, yeah. And especially in this time. Especially mm-hmm. in this time in this nation's history. But,
right.
you know, I mean, the people out there that are following this guy, that are reading about him, that are listening to his speeches, they're starting to get the idea as to why. And if they're, as you suggested, James, about a town hall meeting,
I've been waiting for that.
Oh, give this guy an unfettered half hour to say what's really on his mind without
yeah.
interruption and the old political hook questions. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. I mean, they'd have to cancel the elections. There'd be an uproar right. across this country going, you put that man in office right now. Forget all the falderall, forget all the balloons, and forget all the pomp and ceremony. Put that guy in right now.
Absolutely.
Tell you what, we got to take this break. We'll be back. James Martinez on the left coast. I'm sitting here in Central Texas. I'm John Stattmiller, and this is Cash Flow. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Let's jump back in my Sherman's Wayback Machine here.
Mm-hmm.
This actually came from the Federal Reserve System after 50 years. This was hearings before the Subcommittee on Domestic Finance and the Committee on Banking and Currency, House of Representatives, the 88th Congress. That was back in 1964. And I'm going to excerpt something out of this. And they were talking about Thomas Jefferson from his office as ambassador to France to become Secretary of State. He found that the first U.S. bank, an established fact, he was bitterly disappointed and opposed to the bank as being unconstitutional, saying later that it was an expediency and not paramount necessity. Later, Jefferson used stronger language and denounced the institution as one of the most deadly hostilities existing against the principles and form of our Constitution. Some have said that Jefferson did not favor a strong central bank. What he did not favor was the delivery of a monetary system into private hands to be run for private profit, as he had witnessed in England and France. He was in favor of a U.S. legal tender note currency and died protesting the evils of our banking system. His purpose was, instead of an aristocracy of wealth, to make an opening for the aristocracy of virtue and talent. Now, Andrew Jackson also saw the advantages of the government having full control of the issue of legal tender note currency. He said, if Congress has the right under the Constitution to issue paper money, it was given to them to be used by themselves, not to be delegated to individuals or corporations. Jackson's veto message for renewal of the second U.S. bank is a classic. The real U.S. bank that Jackson wanted was not established, and a long period of disaster followed. Now, and it was very interesting, under Woodrow Wilson, that supposedly he decried the fact that under his watch, the private banking cartel took control of the United States. And it was said on his deathbed that he regretted selling the American people down the river. Well, this has been going on almost for 100 years. And we see the state of affairs now. We see the massive and rampant debt that can never be retired, folks, can never be paid back. That credit card that you have, all right, if you got $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in credit cards, hey, I hope you find a big, large gold nugget in your backyard. You can convert that and pay off the funny money. But most people are in a position right now, and they will be more and more into the future, of only reduced to paying the minimum payments, not ever paying off the debt.
Yep. And then, therefore, also, usually mathematically at about $20,000, it's over for the average consumer. They're going to be paying on that for the rest of their life.
That's right.
And also, as I have demonstrated on this broadcast here, that just because you pay it to the end and you don't pay it all off doesn't mean it's over. It will be your children that will have to pay it off as well. Because unless that debt is taken out of your estate or something like that, but if you're still paying credit card debt off when you pass, then you don't really have much in your estate. Otherwise, you would have paid it off.
Right.
So that means your children are going to pay for it, your relatives are going to pay for it, and you're going to get the calls, as we've talked about and demonstrated here.
The usury continues, folks. It's not going to change until people find out about the scam and the game, and they demand lawful money and lawful bankers once again, and you'll see these credit cards up and disappear. Folks, I urge you and invite you to call James at 877-331-0626 or email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Do not hesitate on this. Please, we know exactly what's going to transpire, and you're the target. So don't be. Take control of your own life. James, I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right.